verse 18. I tried to leave it on to as long as possible, but it's not working. The sun's shining on my back. Mark chapter 8 and verse 18. Does it feel like a Sunday morning? Not quite.
We're there.
Feels good. It's just wonderful. I've been so excited about today. Mark chapter 8 and verse 18. Having eyes, see ye not, and having ears, hear you not, and do you not remember? Jesus actually is asking his disciples, he says, don't you have eyes? Don't you have ears? Don't you remember? And so this morning, I just want to talk to us for just a little bit on this topic. Things to remember. Things to remember. Jesus, God, I pray one more time, Lord, that you would help me as I preach your word. Lord, I'm asking for your anointing, Lord, to be upon me, to help me to say what I feel in my heart to say for today. Lord, I'm asking, Lord, that the words that are said would not be my own, but God, that you would speak through me, Lord, that you would anoint them, Lord, that they would flow out, and Lord, that they would touch someone's heart here today. I recognize who I am and my own ability, but I also know, Lord, that when you're with me, Lord, everything is possible. And Lord, I'm speaking, Lord, in faith, believing, Lord, that you are going to speak through this message and touch someone's heart. Bless us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I recently read a story about a city dweller who was visiting relatives on a farm. And the farmer gave a low whistle and his dog herded the cattle into the corral. The dog then goes up and latches the gate with its paw, and the people who were visiting said, "Wow, that is some dog. What's her name?" The forgetful farmer thought for a minute, and then he asked, "What do you call that red flower with the, you know, it smells good and it has those thorns that are on the stem?" And those that were there said, "Well, it's a rose." The farmer says, "That's it." And he turns to his wife. And he says, "Hey, Rose, what do you call this dog?" All of us from time to time need to have our memory jogged. Has anyone ever had to have that happen? I, for one, my wife can attest, have a terrible memory. Now, I have never forgotten her name. But I have had to have my memory jogged a time or two. You all know, you've been around me, I've pastored long enough to know I have a terrible memory at times. I actually remember very little about events and happenings. A lot of things go by and take place, and I forget about them after a short time. I really forget. I really know very little about my childhood because I have forgotten most of it. And it's really kind of sad when my sister or my brother-in-law or my brother, they start talking about things in our childhood, and they'll start telling me things that happened that we did, and I just have to sit there and listen because I don't remember. But then there are times when I start thinking about my past. And my wife and I may be sitting around and we may be talking, or, you know, we may just be discussing things and we're just, you know, chit-chatting, and all of a sudden I will start to reminisce and some things that have been tucked in the recesses of my mind, those things that have been parked in some far corner somewhere, start to come back and they start to come to my mind and I begin to remember. The word remember actually simply means to recall to the mind, to bring something back to your mind. It's to think again. I want you to think about this statement for just a minute. I read this statement, it kind of struck a chord. I want you to think about that. The act of remembering is a tribute in and of itself. If that is in fact a correct statement, then I would have to say once again that there are some things that need to be recalled into our minds. If that is a correct statement, then you and I today need to have some things brought back into our mind. Now I know that all of us have memories of people who were special to us. I still think about, from time to time, I still think about my what I call, I only know her as one thing, my mama. I don't know, you might call yours your grandma or your nana or whatever, but to me it was my mama. Right, Papa? I know I saw you coming in here. I still think about her from time to time, and different things come to my mind. They sort of come flooding back to me from time to time. I can tell you every time I see a cardinal flying through the sky, I think of my mama. I won't tell the story. There's one story I could tell that I'm not going to tell. When I think of the special people who have gone on before us, even who were a part of this church, I think of, you know, some that were, when I first came here, believe it or not, it's been 12, 13 years ago now. I've been pastoring for 10. And I think about sometime, we think about Sister Pollock, my wife, used to pick her up to church and bring her to church way back when we were first starting, and we used to pick her up and bring her. I think of Brother Settle. Old Brother Settle, he gave me some words that I'll never forget. I actually, it was on November 7th, 2004, he gave me a Bible. It was called a Haley's Bible Handbook. And he spoke something to me when he gave that to me in 2004. It was actually shortly before he passed away. And I actually took that book and I wrote those words in that book so that I would never forget it. And this is what he said. He said, "It's a gift for a good little preacher who has a bright future." Amen. He'll never know how those words touched me that day and gave me confidence that I might actually be able to do this thing. Yeah, who could ever forget Brother and Sister Reeser? There's so many things that take place at the church that bring them to my mind. And I'm not going today to run down every single person. There were many that passed away before I ever came to this church. I know my very first funeral was Sister Tice's mother. And I know there was a lot of people before. And I'm not going to walk us down that, but it's good sometimes to stop and remember those who have gone before us and their relationship with God and their walk with God. And so while my goal today is not to bring everyone to name, but I want us to think about this every time we think about them, we're in some way paying a small tribute to them. Every time they come across our mind, we are paying a tribute to them. And it's in this respect that I want to talk to us today about some things that need to be recalled to our mind. How many can agree with me today that in this life we get busy? Anyone ever get busy? Amen. We're running here, we're running there, and so many appointments, they're pulling at us and they're tugging at us, and You know, we call it a rat race for a reason, because it seems like we're on that wheel and it's spinning around and we're just not getting anywhere. And the more things change, the more they're really the same, because I just seem to be going and I'm not getting anywhere. Will I ever accomplish anything? Will I ever do anything worth remembering? Does any of this stuff ever really have meaning? Will I ever find fulfillment in my life? And so we go through this life so full and yet so empty. We rush and we're going, we're so busy, we're so full, and yet there's just an emptiness. And where am I going to get this? What am I going to do? And it's in this juncture that we find the disciples of Jesus. They're following him. They're full of the wonder at the miracles. They're full of the awe at his power. And yet they're still not sure, where do I belong? How do I fit with this man called Jesus, who is walking, who is healing, who is casting devils, who's healing people from all sorts of sicknesses and do I fit in his kingdom? And so they wonder, and so they're not sure. They get on the boat, and the Bible says that they forgot the bread. It would be like Brother Schaefer coming and forgetting to pick up Panera bread. They came, and they forgot to put the bread on the boat. And it was in this juncture, at this moment, that Jesus asked his disciples this question. Having eyes, do you not see? Having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? What do you think about those words? Why would he ask such a question? Why would he pose such a question to them? Can I tell you, it was for a very specific purpose. It was for a very specific reason. Jesus had just visited Dalmatia, and it was an obscure city that I couldn't even pronounce. It's an obscure city in Israel. It's on the western shore of the Sea of Galilee. And it was here that Jesus himself was challenged by the Pharisees. And they said to him, show us a sign. We want a sign from you. I want you to think for a moment just how ridiculous that statement is. What more proof would they need to hear and see? Because at the time of this statement is Mark 8. I just glanced back through a few verses. I glanced back through a few chapters in Mark, starting way back in Mark chapter 3 and working my way to Mark chapter 8, just to see what all would have happened at this moment or before this moment. Think about this. He was baptized in the river of Jordan, and a dove comes descending down from heaven. A voice. How many? Think about this. There's no microphone. There's no sound system. And a voice is calling down from heaven. This is my son, in whom I am well pleased. Can you imagine the sign, the symbol that would have taken place at that moment? They wanted to know, give us a sign. He had the dove. He had the voice. I want you to think about how many miracles had already taken place between Mark 3 and Mark 8. The man with the palsy, the man with the withered hand, he had cast out devils. He had already fed 4,000. He had fed 5,000. I want you to read with me Mark 3 and 10. It says, for he had healed many, insomuch that they had pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. But yet the Pharisees said, show us a sign. Give me a sign. Prove to me that you are the Messiah. Prove to me that you are the Christ. it was at this moment right after this that Jesus said to his disciples, and he said this in Mark 8 verse 15, and he charged them saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. He said, I want you to take heed of this leaven of the Pharisees. Why would he say such a thing? They even wondered at themselves. If you will read this passage, you will see they didn't get what he was saying. They didn't understand why he was asking them this question. When he made those statements to them, they thought, oh, it's because we forgot the bread. That's what they thought. They wondered themselves as to why is he asking this? And it was Jesus who said, don't you have eyes to see? Don't you have ears to hear? Don't you remember what has already taken place? I want you to see here how Jesus jogs their memory in Mark chapter 8, verse 19. He says this, when I break five loaves, how many basketfuls did you take up? And verse 20, when the seven were among 4,000, how many basketfuls did you take up? And he said, how is it that you don't understand? You must understand what he was saying here. He was saying, you've missed it. You've missed it. The Pharisees are asking for a sign. They want to know what it is. And you're saying, you don't understand what's going on. What the fact of the matter is that you've missed the whole point. The point he was trying to make to them is the same point that we need reminded of today. Don't let your current situation block your memory from all that God has already done in your life. The same thing that we need reminded of, you and I reminded of today, that we cannot forget what he's done for us. I can't forget how he's healed my body, how he saved my soul, how he's done those things in my life. I can't forget. And just like like this happened just out of chance. The leaven of the Pharisees is that the signs were all around them, and yet they missed their time of visitation. Think about it. The signs were all around them, and they missed their visitation. They missed their divine appointment with the God of heaven. And Jesus is warning them, be careful of the leaven of the Pharisees. Don't let your situation get in front of your remembrance of me. Don't let your situation get in front of who I am. Don't let it get in the way. Don't let your daily task and your everyday things you've got to get done, the race that you're running and the things that are going on, don't allow that to get in your way. Right. Remember who he is. Someone needs to stay with me today. I won't forget. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders. I'm not going to forget the works of old. I'm not going to remember or forget the things that were behind me, the things that took place in my life. I'm not going to forget the God of heaven. I won't forget his miracles. miracles. I won't forget his salvation. I won't forget his mercy. I won't forget his faithfulness. I won't forget his love. I won't forget his compassion. I won't forget his healing. I won't forget his deliverance. I won't forget his grace. I won't forget his calling. I won't forget his power. I won't forget his protection. I won't forget his provision in my life. Someone needs to say, I won't forget. I want you to see the words of Nehemiah when they were facing an enemy that didn't like what they were doing. Nehemiah had to remind them. He says, and I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible. Quit looking around you at your problems, at your circumstances, at your troubles, at your trials, at all the things that are going on. Quit looking at them. Remember the Lord. Remember how great and wonderful and awesome he is. But I want you to notice what he says. He says, fight for your brother. I want you to look to your neighbor right now and say, I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to remember the Lord, and I'm going to fight for you, Jasper. Amen. Nothing's going to steal you.
That's right.
There's my man right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give Jasper a hand. That's my buddy. I'm going to fight for my brother. I'm going to fight. Watch this. He says, fight for your sons. Fight for your daughters. Fight for your wives and your houses. I wonder if there's someone who says, I've got some things that I'm willing to fight for. The devil can't take it from me. He's not going to steal it from me. I remember what he's done. I remember how great he is. And so I'm going to fight for my boys. I'm going to fight for my sons. I'm going to fight for my wife. I'm going to fight for my home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing can steal it from me. Nothing can take it from me. Why? Because I remember. Someone needs to never forget. Never forget.
That's right.
Where he brought you from.
That's right.
It was Moses who said in Exodus 13:3, he said unto the people, remember this day in which he came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leaven bread be eaten. I want you to notice what he told them. He says, don't forget. Let me challenge someone here today. Maybe today when I'm talking about struggles and I'm talking about trials and I'm talking about these difficult times in our life, maybe you can say, you know, I don't have that right now. My life's pretty good right now. Everything seems to be going fine. I want you to heed the words of Moses when he said, don't forget where he brought you from. Don't forget what he's done in your life. When you get into the land of plenty, when you get into the land of promise, when things are going well and everything is good, don't forget where you came from. Words you ever want to give you. Hey, I smell the hamburgers and hot dogs too. Joel, do you smell fireworks? Anytime he smells fire, grill, anything, he smells fireworks. In closing, never forget the journey that has brought you this far.
Yeah.
Don't forget where you came from,
right,
but don't forget the journey.
Yeah.
that has brought you to where you are today. Because I have found when I take that journey and I think about it and I look at it, sometimes we get caught. We get caught in the here and now. And life is the way that is, and we see things the way they are now. And you know what I've noticed? I can't always see the hand of God working in my life when I look at here and now. But I can tell you where I never miss it. When I look at where I came from, and then I look at the journey that has brought me to where I am today, I cannot help but say, God has been good to me. It is His hand that has led me. He has been with me. He has walked with me every step of the way. He has shown me the way to go. The journey has brought me to this point. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 2, it says, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years. He says, I don't want you to forget all those years. I want you to think back and I want you to think through. You know, I jumped the whole portion of my notes. I thought it was awfully short. It's all right. I want you to think about how leaven gets in. I want to hit this point real quick. Let me get because this hits us so fast. I want you to notice what they said in Numbers 11. It says, we remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons, the onions and the garlic. But our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. I want you to think about that for a moment. The miracles are before them every single day. And you know what they say? We remember the all the things that were back there. I remember all the things that were back in my past. Some of that should be exed from our memory. And our minds should be focused on the miracle that is before us. The miracle that is standing right in front of us. The Bible tells us this. I'm getting ready to wrap up. Hebrews 12 and 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Watch this. For consider him. Everybody say consider him. That endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be rude. The word consider there simply means to contemplate, to think about. But watch this. This is what it says. To think about for future use. To contemplate is to think about for something that is getting ready to come in the future. Something that's going to happen. In other words, I consider him now. I think about looking unto Jesus now. When I do it now, what am I doing? I am preparing myself for the future. I am preparing what he is getting ready to do in my life, In the future, I won't be wearied with well-doing. In the future, I won't be discouraged. In the future, I won't have the troubles get me down. Why? Because I've never lost sight of the Savior.
Yes.
Looking unto Jesus. Consider him. And so in closing, I want to say, and while I know it's a beautiful summer day, I just want us to close in prayer here today. And for each one of us, through this day, and through this week, and through the months to come, that we won't lose sight of the Savior. We won't lose sight of the one who gave his life for us.
Amen.
For consider him who's endured. When I think about the cross, and I think about his life, and I think about his death, it sure puts what I go through in perspective. I haven't faced anything like that. Jesus, God, I pray, Lord, for every single person that's here. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for a wonderful day that you've given us. Lord, we're going to rejoice and be glad in what you've done. And Jesus, I pray, Lord, on this Memorial Day weekend, that our hearts and our minds, Lord, would not just remember the people in our past, but Jesus, that our hearts and minds would look all the way back to 2,000 years ago. When you stretched your arms out and you gave your life for every single one of us. And God, I pray, Lord, that in this day, Lord, we would consider you. We would contemplate that moment. We would contemplate that day. And Lord, we would realize just how blessed we are. Lord, we would recognize your mercy and your grace that has been extended to us. And Jesus, I thank you for what you've done. Let each one of us, Lord, keep our minds and our hearts to you. Bless our day. Bless everything that we say. Bless everything that we do. God, bless our food. Bless our fellowship. Give us all, Lord, a wonderful day in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.